Welcome back to the lab, to the students, the skeptics, and the science lovers. In the academic world, Darwinian evolution is treated as the root directory of biology. If you question it, you are often labeled as anti-science or an uneducated religious fanatic. But as a systems architect, I don't look for consensus. I look for code. I look for mechanisms. We need to make a critical distinction right now. Microevolution, small changes within a species, like bacteria becoming resistant to antibiotics or finchbeaks changing size, is a verified fact. That is just adaptive software. Macroevolution, the idea that a single cell turned into a human being over billions of years through accidental mutations, is a completely different claim. In this file, we are going to audit the mechanism of macroevolution. We are asking one question. Does the hardware support the theory? Section 1.0, the hardware problem. The Cambrian explosion. Darwin predicted that the fossil record would show a tree of life, a slow, gradual branching where simple organisms slowly morphed into complex ones over eons. He said, "Natura non facit saltum," nature does not make jumps. But when we dig into the geological strata, specifically the Cambrian layer, we don't find a tree. We find a lawn. The event, the Cambrian explosion, in a geological blink of an eye. Almost every major animal body plan, or phyla, appears suddenly in the fossil record. We see trilobites with complex compound eyes, spinal cords, and hard shells appearing out of nowhere, with zero transitional ancestors beneath them. The logic failure. Evolution requires millions of intermediate steps. The Cambrian explosion shows zero. It is like finding a fully built Boeing 747 in a junkyard with no bicycle parts or half-built wings around it. The hardware appeared fully formed. Section 2.0, the software problem, DNA and information. In the 19th century, Darwin thought a cell was just a simple blob of protoplasm. He didn't know about the operating system running inside it. We now know that DNA is a complex four-character digital code, A, C, T, and G. It's not just like a code. It is literally a language that stores instructions for building proteins. The origin of code. In the entire history of the universe, we have never seen information arise from noise by accident. If you see SOS written in the sand, you don't assume the waves did it. You assume an intelligence was there. A single human DNA molecule contains more information than the entire Library of Congress. The mutation myth. Evolution claims that random mutations wrote this code. But in computer science, random changes to code are called glitches, not upgrades. If I randomly delete or swap lines of code in Windows 11, I don't get a better operating system. I get the blue screen of death. Mutations degrade information. They do not create new functional blueprints. You cannot build a new wing by accidentally breaking the code for a leg. Section 3.0, the engine problem. Irreducible complexity. Darwin admitted in The Origin of Species, quote, "If it could be demonstrated that any complex organ existed, which could not possibly have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications, my theory would absolutely break down." Enter the bacterial flagellum. This is a microscopic outboard motor on the back of a bacteria. It spins at 100,000 RPM. It has a rotor, a stator, a drive shaft, a U-joint, and a propeller. It is a masterpiece of engineering. The problem? Irreducible complexity. This motor requires 40 different protein parts to function. If you're missing just one part, say the drive shaft, it doesn't work at 50% efficiency. It works at 0%. It is dead weight. The evolutionary trap. Natural selection only preserves things that work. It cannot save up broken parts for a million years, hoping they will eventually become a motor. Step 1. Evolution builds a rotor. It does nothing. The bacteria dies. End of line. For the flagellum to exist, all 40 parts had to appear simultaneously and assemble correctly. That is not evolution. That is engineering. Section 4.0, the fossil gap. The missing links are still missing. We have been digging for 150 years. We have found billions of fossils. We should be swimming in transitionals. Creatures that are half fish, half frog, or half reptile, half bird. The reality, the late Harvard paleontologist Stephen Jay Gould admitted, the extreme rarity of transitional forms in the fossil record persists as the trade secret of paleontology. We have distinct species. We have variation within species. But the chain connecting them is missing. The data suggests species appear abruptly, stay the same for millions of years, and then go extinct. This matches the creation model, not the Darwin model. Section 5.0, the conclusion, the design inference. When I look in a cell, I see digital code, DNA. When I look at the flagellum, I see a rotary engine. When I look at the Cambrian fossils, I see a sudden installation of life. The scientific method requires us to follow the evidence where it leads, even if it leads outside of materialism. The evidence suggests that life is not a happy accident of chemistry. It is the product of a mind. We are not random glitches. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. This is the Quantum Disciple, signing off.